you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, October 20th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, the latest on a ballot drop box that was set on fire in Baldwin Park, why LAUSD is shattering records in money spent on its board races, details on Governor Newsom's newly released guidelines for theme park reopenings, including some disappointing news for Disney fans, and an update on the unarmed 19-year-old man killed by Buena Park police in 2019. On Sunday night, a fire damaged a ballot drop box outside the Baldwin Park Library, according to LA County officials. The incident is now being investigated as possible arson. With the latest, here's Libby Denkman.
The fire occurred on Sunday night, and we don't yet know how many ballots it may have damaged. LA County fire officials say the incident is being investigated as a possible arson. Today, the Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder said elections workers will now empty ballot drop boxes more often. They will increase pickups from every 48 hours to every day. This morning, the Baldwin Park Police Department turned over 230 pieces of material to the county, but Registrar Recorder Dean Logan says that doesn't necessarily mean that 230 ballots were in that box when the fire started. Election staff are examining the ballots now. A lot of voter information was still intact, luckily, so the county is able to reach out to those voters. But if you used that ballot drop box after Saturday at 10 a.m., and this is the Baldwin Park location that is outside the Baldwin Park Library, you are encouraged to contact your county registrar, the LA County Registrar, because you may have been involved one of those ballots that was affected by both the fire and then the firefighter hoses and water that was used to put it out.
Outside spending in the LAUSD board races has topped $14.8 million, officially shattering a record for independent expenditures, and there's still nearly 2 weeks until Election Day. With more, here's education reporter Kyle Stokes.
Right, and we're used to seeing now for years this outside money pouring in to influence these LA school board races. Well, in this last election, this last weekend, their spending crossed the $14.9 million mark, which means officially there have now been more independent expenditures in this LAUSD campaign than any other in history. And we still have 2 weeks to go. Now, most of this money, not a huge surprise here, is coming from charter school allies, about 12 of those $14.9 million coming from pro-charter groups. Their longtime rivals, LA's teachers union, may be a traditional power in LA school board politics, but you know, this year, their financial arsenal is just no match. There are two competitive races on the ballot this year, one in the West San Fernando Valley and the other in the district that runs from South LA down to the harbor. We have interviews with the candidates and a guide to understanding this race and why all of this money is being spent right now on LAS.com.
On Tuesday, Governor Gavin Newsom released new guidelines on theme park reopenings. And if you're a fan of The Happiest Place on Earth, we've got some decidedly unhappy news. Here's entertainment reporter Mike Rowe on what's next for Disney.
California has released long-awaited reopening guidelines. The bottom line is that smaller theme parks like a boardwalk or a Ferris wheel, they're allowed to resume operations in the state's orange reopening tier, which indicates a moderate spread of COVID-19. But larger theme parks like Disneyland and Universal Studios can't reopen until there is only minimal spread of the coronavirus in their county. Orange County still has two more tiers to go before they reach that level, and LA County is a full three tiers away with widespread COVID-19 here. And even if one of these counties reduces the spread enough for large theme parks to reopen, they're still limited to just 25% capacity, along with many other restrictions like no indoor lines, masks, etc. Big theme parks have pushed for being able to reopen in the orange tier, but that isn't happening.
And finally, public safety reporter Frank Stoltz has an update on David Sullivan, an unarmed 19-year-old fatally shot by Buena Park police in 2019.
Now, Sullivan's mother is calling on Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer to reopen his investigation into the killing. Her son was killed when two officers pulled him over and found he was driving a stolen car. When they asked him to get out, he reversed the car and crashed into a tree. At that point, he jumped out, ran toward one of the officers, who opened fire. This is all caught on body cam video. Sullivan then turned away and ran up a driveway with the officer firing two more shots. He ran back toward the officers and both opened fire. The question is whether the officers reasonably feared for their lives with an unarmed man running toward them. D.A. Spitzer said yes. But in this age of reckoning for police, Sullivan's mother wants him to reconsider. It's unlikely he will, but the renewed focus may help in her wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Buena Park.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at LAIS.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's LAIST.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAIST or check in at LAIST.com/latest. That's LAIST.com/latest.
The LAIST Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAIST.com/sweeps.